For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
The NBA strikes again. They have snubbed Dante DiVincenzo. Another year where a Knick player gets snubbed from a major award. Last year was Jalen Brunson for most improved player. And now this year, it's DiVincenzo. Ironically enough, for the exact same award, most improved player. Now, I'm not saying DiVincenzo should have won the award, but he wasn't even up for consideration for it because of some weird NBA rule. And because of that, he was snubbed. We're going to break down this latest report and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now. And make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. The NBA snubs Dante DiVincenzo from the Most Improved Player Award. By all accounts, Dante DiVincenzo has had a breakout season for the New York Knicks. He's doing things that nobody expected him to do. We knew he was going to be good. We knew he was going to have an impact, but we didn't know he was going to have this type of impact. He is doing things right now that's making people look around the league and look at Leon Rose and say to themselves, Leon Rose made one of the best additions in free agency by signing Dante DiVincenzo. And each and every game, Dante suits up and goes out there for the Knicks. He proves why. Whether it's him playing 50 plus minutes in the final game of the regular season or playing as many minutes as needed each and every game to help the Knicks win or shooting the three like nobody's business, being aggressive, whatever you want from Dante, he is giving you that and then some. You have people around the league, even some NBA and Knicks fans thinking to themselves, you know what? We don't need an all-star in our backcourt because we have Jalen Brunson and Dante DiVincenzo, and I'm cool with that. When you have people around the league and Knicks fans saying that about you, that means your impact must be off the charts. If that's the case, then absolutely, you have to be in consideration for most improved player, right? You would think that's the case, right? Well, if you're the NBA, you would be wrong. And the reason for that is because of this weird, odd NBA rule. In my opinion, DiVincenzo should have been up for consideration. And you know what? I'm not the only one who shares that opinion. Multiple NBA insiders also agree, and they state the following. Shout out to Bleacher Report for giving us the following information. By almost any definition, New York Knicks guard Dante DiVincenzo was among the NBA's most improved players this season. His shooting efficiency metrics reached career best levels, as did his scoring, which jumped from 9.4 points per game a season ago to 15.5 points this season. He drained a franchise record 283 triples. Only Steph Curry and Luka Doncic finished with more, nearly doubling 150 threes he connected on during the 2022-2023 campaign. So as Bleacher Report is even stating here, and they obviously agree with me, by every single metric you can look at, Dante DiVincenzo has had a breakout season for the New York Knicks. And when that type of thing happens, normally, you're up for consideration for most improved player. However, that was not the case for DiVincenzo in this circumstance. Bleacher Report continues by stating, Beyond all that, he suited up and played in 81 of 82 games for demanding Knicks coach Tom Thibodeau, logging a career-high 2,360 minutes in the process. Still, DiVincenzo won't end up factoring into the Most Improved Player Award voting. It turns out he's ineligible due to a caveat in the league rules. It's been well established since last offseason that candidates for major league-wide awards have to appear in a minimum of 65 games to be eligible. So far, so good. Dante DiVincenzo, 81 out of 82. So far, he checks that box. However, for a game to count toward that total, players have to log at least 20 minutes of playing time. Now, you're probably thinking the same thing I did when I read that. If that's the case, couldn't the NBA bend the knee a little bit and help give some players that are close to it a couple of more games to meet the minimum requirement and be up for such a prestigious award? You would think that's the case, and it is, but only to a certain extent. According to Bleacher Report, DiVincenzo finished the regular season with 62 such appearances, meaning that in 62 games played out of the 81 games he appeared in, he logged over 21 minutes, which is the requirement for a game to count. The league allows for a tiny bit of leeway, giving players credit for up to two or more 20-minute showings if they log between 15 and 20 minutes of playing time. But even with those tacked on, DiVincenzo, who played a whopping 52 minutes in Sunday's regular season finale against the Bulls, comes up short with credit for just 64 qualifying appearances. Robbery. Robbed. 64 games, even after the NBA helped a little bit. You couldn't give him an extra game? You couldn't give him one more game? That doesn't make any sense. If you're going to bend the knee and give him two more games, why can't you give him one more game to meet the minimum so he can at least be up for consideration for the award? Because he deserves that much. You left him out.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
That he's not even in consideration, and that's not fair to DiVincenzo. It's not fair for the impact and what he's meant for this Knicks team since he's been added to this roster, since he's been starting for this Knicks team. He has broken out in a way nobody expected. This is an insult and an absolute snub to Dante DiVincenzo, somebody who deserves it, who's earned it, who's played 81 out of 82 games, with the only issue being that for only a handful of those games, he didn't reach the 20-minute mark, and therefore, those games don't count to the minimum requirement of 65 games. And that's just not right. Dante DiVincenzo deserves the recognition. Even if he wasn't going to win the award, even being up for consideration for the award still goes a long way. That means your name gets out there, people see it, and it's still some type of recognition for the season you've had and what you've done. To not even have him up for consideration, to not even acknowledge the man. Just a terrible way to go for the NBA. It is not right. Last year, Jalen Brunson deserved to win MIP. And this year, in my opinion, at the very least, Dante DiVincenzo deserved consideration for Most Improved Player. But both years, neither of those things happened. And in my opinion, it's an absolute robbery. You know what else is a robbery? Another Knick player should actually be up for consideration, but he's not either. You know who I'm talking about. The player that started in place of Mitchell Robinson and blew everybody's mind in the process, Isaiah Hartenstein. DiVincenzo and Hartenstein, who finished tied for fourth league-wide in biggest increase in value over replacement player compared to last season, being ruled ineligible after getting bigger roles with their teams could prompt the league to revamp or loosen the award qualifications going forward. I think you can make the argument that the New York Knicks are not the team we are today, are not in the place we are right now in the Eastern Conference without Dante DiVincenzo, Isaiah Hartenstein, and their impact for this team. They stepped up in a way nobody expected, especially when we needed them to. With all the injuries we were dealing with, we had Jalen Brunson, but we needed more. We needed something else. And those two gave us everything we needed and so much more. They're not the only ones. I can name so many other players, of course. Josh Hart's another one I can name. So many others. But for right now, those two are the players we're talking about, because those two are ineligible for an award they should be eligible for. Most improved player. The only good news out of this is that, according to Bleacher Report, given all of these issues and the fact that these players definitely deserve to be up for consideration for the award, but because of this weird NBA rule, they're not. It's likely going to mean that the league is going to revamp these qualification rules. So hopefully in the future, this doesn't happen anymore. And yeah, we can say that's well and good. We can look toward the future and be happy with that. But what about now? What about DiVincenzo and the award he so rightfully deserves to be up for consideration for? Most improved player. You're right. I can't take anything away from that. You are 100% right if that's how you feel. But honestly, there's no way to change that. But there is a way to move forward in the right way, and that's by saying something about it, speaking about it, and letting everybody know that what happened was a travesty. Dante DiVincenzo was snubbed. Isaiah Hartenstein was snubbed. Our boys deserve to be in consideration for this award. It's a major league award. It means something. It meant something when Julius Randle won it. It would have meant something if Jalen Brunson won it. And it definitely would have meant something if either iHeart or DiVincenzo won it. Either way, we're never going to know, because the NBA, like I said to start the video, strikes again, snubbing our guys in DiVincenzo and iHeart. But DiVincenzo, man, what a breakout year. Broke the Knicks record for single threes made in a season, and still not up for consideration for most improved player. Think about that. Just think about how crazy that sounds. DiVincenzo is breaking records, breaking out, and not up for most improved player. Please, somebody make it make sense. NBA, make it make sense. Because I reviewed all the articles, I looked at all the numbers, and I came to the conclusion, it doesn't make sense. The only thing that makes sense is DiVincenzo was snubbed. He was snubbed. And that's all I'm taking away from it. Moving forward, you better not snub any more Knick players, because I'm getting sick and tired of creating content about the NBA not doing what they need to do, giving our players the respect they deserve. It's all good, DiVincenzo. Everybody in New York recognizes your game, your impact, and what you mean for this Knicks team. I don't care if the NBA does. Real recognizes real, and we all recognize you. But what about you guys? What do you think about the NBA clearly and obviously snubbing Dante DiVincenzo from the Most Improved Player Award? Let me know in the comments below, guys, because honestly, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button, leave a comment below. And of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knick fans. Peace.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.